Kum len and Avlad Gemara. Yes, we're up to the two dots. We started it, we'll go through it again. So what we're talking about is when you expand the Beis HaMikdash, or you're expanding Yerushalayim, there's a format that you have to follow. And if you don't follow that format, it does not have any Kedusha. When we say you enter the Beis HaMikdash and Tameh, you get punished, it includes the extension of the courtyard, provided it was done the correct way, which means you need a king there, you need a Navi there at the time, you need a Sanhedrin there, and you need two Taidus. And we learned yesterday the two Taidus, the offerings of thanks to Hashem, also had challah with it, matzah. And when we say the two taters, you had to circle the area, it's not talking about the animals themselves, we're talking about the loaves. And the loaves, they had four different kinds of loaves, three kinds of matzah and one kind of chametz. They used, you know, 20 years, sorry, stay taters, time we learn, stay taters, I'm going to do it again for the two dots. The two taters that we said, belachman, v'leib b'sar, and we're talking about the bread, the matzah that went with it, but not the animals themselves. How do we know that? I will place over there two taidas. Talks about it as in the chemia and the gedolos, large ones. If it's the haluchas liyamin malachim, you should go to the right around the wall. Maida, what mean the large ones? Elamu mimin gadol, from a species of an animal that's large, no, from a cow. The name of parim. Let him spell it out. Bring two cows. Ela gedolos b'minon, in their very own species, the gedolos mi'ika chashivusa kamishmaya. I think the Eibusha cares within the species what you're bringing. But Tanya, we learned yesterday, nema ba'olas behemah. It says in the Torah when it comes to a carbon oila, ishei reich lechayach, that the Eibusha has a satisfaction when you bring his carbon. Ba'olas ha'oivas, the exact same thing, even though it's worth a lot less. Ishei reich lechayach, and by mincha, which is worth even less than that, it says ishei reich lechayach. Malama teaches you echad amarbe ve'echad amamit ubevad, provided she. Chaven es libei la'avish v'shemayim. You should. Well, I'm chaven your heart to avish
v'shemayim. Yeah, but on the other hand, it says kol chel bo la'ashem.
Yeah, but that's a stamma mitzvah. Yeah, but it's not a pasuk to tell you a din that you have to gedolos. That's ela gedolos shebetoyde. It means amongst the three matzahs and the chametz, I want you to bring the biggest one, which happens to be chametz. Umayni, which one is it? Chametz, the chametz part. If not, we learned that we know that the chalos chametz were larger than the matzah. Hatoyde hoisabom in chametz so in Yerushalmis. They used to use five so in Yerushalayim, measurement in Yerushalayim. Five so, which is equal to sheish midbaris, equal to six so of the midbar. In other words, Yerushalayim, by the time we got to Yerushalayim, the measurement of so was 1/6 more than the measurements that they used to use when they were in the midbar. They just use the same names, but they're actually not the same, the larger. Shehain shtei eifais, eifas, three saw, so the equivalent of two eifais, which is the equivalent of 20 esrainim. Each eifai is 10 esrain. So 20, two eifais is 20 esrainim. And an eifai is shalosh sayin, and eifai is equal to three sayin. Three sayin is 10 esrainim. Esrim isarin, 20 isarin. And we know how is it broken up. The total toida was made of 20 isarin. 10 of them were just for the chametz, and the other 10 loaves of chametz, and the other 10 were for 30 loaves of matzah, because of three different kinds of matzah. Asara l'chametz, and vasara l'matzah. And 10 is certainly for matzah, and there were three kinds of matzah, which tells you that the chametz was a three times larger, each loaf of chametz was three times larger than each matzah. It will be matzah, shleisha minyan, three kinds of matzah, chalos, a kikir, and a vucha. So obviously, so therefore, that's what we know. So we know when it says gedolos, we're talking about the chalos, the chametz. And that's where they circle the base, the wall around to extend your shalim and extend the base of Midrash. Amar, Rabbi Chama,
chametz, do you have to let it rise, or you just put chametz in there?
And it has to be real chametz.
Yeah, you understand, but you just put yeast in, or you have to actually let it rise?
I think you have to let it rise. Because the karm mincha generally cannot be chametz, and this is like the exception, usually, except that we don't bring chametz, like shtab shtei alechem. We'll soon see. Amar Ramacham. So the Chemion, they were extending the walls of the Shlaim, they were making it, expanding the Shlaim. But the base of Midrash, what do you use to make Midrash? Amar Ramacham, Eino Azorah. That was to use the Toidus, was for making the Shlaim bigger. What did they use to make the Azorah bigger? Miskadesh al Bishire Mincha. They would take the leftover of a carbon mincha. And the chalas of the leftover mincha, and use that to circle around the area of the base of Midrash they wanted. My timer, what's the svara? Ki Yerushalayim, just like Yerushalayim. Ma Yerushalayim, dovar hanechelba mekacha, carbon tide is eaten where? In the entire Yerushalayim, so you use the carbon tide to expand it. To show that what, I can even eat over here. Afazor, dovar hanechelba mekacha, is that also something you eat in Azorah? The Kar Mincha you ate in the Azorah, so therefore we use that to expand it. So look, I can even hear now because this is not part of the Azorah. Yeah. Freddy Gemara, no, I understand. Otu lachme toide ba Azorah milos achli. Toide also can be eaten in Azorah. You don't have to eat it outside the Beis HaMikdash. Kachem Kalan can be eaten throughout the entire environment of Yerushalayim. Yeah, including the Beis HaMikdash. So why didn't he use Chalos toide here as well? Says Gemara, Elok Yerushalayim, in which way vein is like Yerushalayim? He says, in my Yerushalayim, Dov Nechel Bo. You use something which you can eat there. If you walk out of the walls, it's possible. Therefore, this shows that we just extended the walls. Af Azorah, we're going to choose Dafka, something which must be eaten within the confines of the Azorah. Dover Anechel Bo. If you walk out of it, you are possible. And if you're going to say that, if you're going to compare it to Shalayim, by Shalayim, they use Dafka Chometz, the carbon tider. No, Yishlaim is the carbon tide, and we just proved that it's dafke the chametz one, not the matzah. No, maybe the carbon minchas, which is only the chametz, and again, and not the matzah. And the problem is almost all the minchas are matzah. Yeah. I think what, where are we? Imala halon chametz afkan chametz tizbra. So he went back, it's clapped. Minchas chametz miika. What do you want from us? It says in the pasuk that a mincha should lay safe chametz. So therefore, what do you want? We can't find the tears of chametz by mincha. That's why by mincha we bring shirin mincha, whatever it is, shirin mincha. Ay v'chiteima. But there is a method. If you're learning from Yerushalayim, let's say it has to be chametz. I how can you have mincha chametz? Wait, let's turn the chametz. The machmetz lehul Yerushalayim. We had the leftovers of the karm mincha. Turn it into chametz. The Torah only is concerned, don't turn into chametz before you do the kmitza, the part that goes on the mizbech. And but once you already give him, once you already put it on the mizbech, who cares? Because it says in the pasuk, "Kol sa'or v'chol zvaras satim en Hashem." So sa'or with yeast, you're not allowed to put it on the mizbech. But once it, after, who cares? So the Gemara, umikadosh b'hu, that's what you use. And when you can't, look, see, it says loisayf chametz chelkam. It says in the pasuk that they should not bake chametz even their share, the share of the kohenim, not only the base of mikdash, the base of beach share. But Amar Shlokes, I feel a chelkam loisayf chametz. Now what? That even the chayla that goes into the kohenim, make sure it doesn't turn to chametz. So there is no mincha that can be chametz. What do you want? That's why we have no breda. It's not chametz. Says the Gemara. What do you mean? There is Alamullah, you're telling me the only answer you're giving me why we're not learning for Shalayim is because you can't. But they could. I'll give you a Hechet Timtza, you can have Mincha of Chametz. What about the Mekadesh B'Shtei HaLechem Batzeret, the two loaves of bread on Shavuos? With the Kvasim, you have two loaves of bread, and that's Mamash Chametz. It's made out of wheat and it's Chametz, which has Vavam Abeis. So, you know why? It's not possible. Remember that this is you're building an extension of the Azorah, and then you're making it holy. So let's work out when do you finish building the extension, and when do you decide to make it holy? This carbon shtei lechem was only done on Shavuos proper, but on Yom Tov proper. So when do you do it? So Hechina, what should we do? Nivanya Esmoil, let's build it out of Yom Tov, and Nikatche Esmoil, and then make it holy in Yom Tov. So, and what? And when you do the mincha, how are you going to make it holy without these two loaves of bread? You're going to take the shtei lechem and use it, you already prepared for Yom Tov. But it's not holy, the shtei lechem, until you actually shecht the sheep. And when do you shecht the sheep? On Shavuos proper. So it's not holy yet. How can you use it? Shtei halechem b'shchitas kvatzim hu dekotchi. They don't come holy until you actually shecht the kvatzim. In other words, the money they use to make the shtei lechem comes to the base of Midrash. But till, just like we had yesterday, 2 days ago, and until you put it into the keli, it does not become a kedushas haguf. We learn on Shabbos. Same thing over here. These two loaves of bread, the money was bought from the use of the for kafras of the base of Midrash, but it itself does not have any kedusha until you actually shecht the kvasim, and that only happens on Yom Tov. Just like by carbon teda, the loaves do not become holy until you shecht the carbon teda. So same thing over here. So Nivna Me'etz, what's the problem? Let's build it out of, obviously you can't build on Yom Tov. Let's build the extension out of Yom Tov and make it holy on Yom Tov, and you bring the Shtei Lechem, which is holy as well. You need that the Kiddush should be as soon as you finish building the extension. That's when you make it holy. Nivanya be Yom Tov. So let's build it on Yom Tov. V'nikatche be Yom Tov. And why would you think you could, even though you're not allowed to build on Yom Tov? Because on Yom Tov is only a lav. Shabbos is the Issa Skila. Yom Tov is only get a lav. And there's a mitzvah called Binyan Beis HaMikdash. So maybe we would have thought that the Binyan Beis HaMikdash is Deiche. the mitzvah binyan mikdash doicha the isav yamtiv. Ein binyan mikdash doicha yamtiv. It does not binyan mikdash doicha yamtiv. How do I know? Okay, does not doicha yamtiv. How do you know it's not the Yom Tov? We learn that from the same place. It's not the Shabbos, because it says Mikdash Yitro Shabbos Tishmoiru, and we make a hekes. Why does it say that in the Torah to tell you that on Shabbos you're not allowed to build the base of Mikdash? And we're going to compare Yom Tov to Shabbos, even though Shabbos is stricter. We're going to compare the two. The Boser. So the mother asked a question. Nun Shavke the Boser Hachi. Okay, why don't you leave the bread till right after Matzah Yom Tov at night? Let's say Yom Tov ends 7 o'clock at night. Leave it till 11 at night. And the Nevanya, sorry, first of all, the first question is, let's wait till the following day, the morning after Shavuos. The Nevanya, and we'll build it then, finish it, Vinikacha, and then we'll make it holy. Can't, because if the Lebelina, the loaves of bread, he cannot use the following day, because they're apostle with Lina. They become nicer. Nevanya Memala Yomer, so why don't you do the following? Build the extension out of Yom Tov. Vinishai Beputa, live a little bit to fit, complete the job. The Ad, the Kodesh Yomer, as soon as Mitzvah Shavuos kicks in, right away, Nigmade, it takes 5 minutes to finish whatever you have to do, to finish the floor, or finish the courtyard, and then Vinikacha, and then we'll make it holy, and it's not possible yet from Noisa, the loaves of bread and become possible tonight, and you do it. Says the Gemara, because you're allowed to eat till Chatzais. Remember, we had all Kabbanas were Machmet to Chatzais. Fine. And the Gemara, because Ein Binyan Beis Hamigdash Balayla, you don't build a Beis Hamigdash at night. Abaye says, Minayin, there's a question on the Rambam. He says, women have a mitzvah to build a Beis Hamikdash. Isn't it a mitzvah such as Man Grama? The Amar Abaye says, Minayin, how do you know She'ain binyan Beis Hamikdash Balayla? How do you know you don't build a Beis Hamikdash at night? Shenemar, it says, Uvayoyim, says the Pasuk, Uvayoyim hakim es ha-mishkan, by day you build the Mishkan. Uvayoyim makimai, balayla ein makimai, by day you build the base of Midrash, and by night you don't. Hilcha defolay efshar, even if you want to compare Mincha to Yerushalayim, but you can't bring a Mincha out of Chametz, it's not possible.
So if you say Uvayoyim hakim ha-mishkan, yeah, that's
the finalizing. So that's not what we're learning, hakim finalizing. Any building, anything to do with constructing the Mishkan, has to be done by then.
They want to use the
chalas
that are designated for Shavuos to also do it for the extension of the
Azorah.
Tell you again?
What do you mean?
You're
saying that you've got this Lachmetoda, which are chomets for Shavuos, and now you want to also use them for the dedication of the extension of the Azorah. Why don't you say no mitzvah chavilus?
You could ask the same question here with the Shara Menachos when we had on the previous side of the page. We said the
Einos chavil chavilus is when you do them at the same time. You finish one mitzvah, then you do another one. Faket. We have another thing that says Hoyel v'nasa b'mitzvah achas nava b'achidus. We had in brachas that the matzah you used for erevin should be used for lechem mishnah. Now that the first mitzvah is finished, it's better. It's more holy. Look at the top tases. They ain't being your base of mitzvah b'layla. You don't build base of mitzvah at night. Chayin ain't the chiyamta. We looked before also. It's not the chiyamta because what do you call it? We learn from Shabbos. I'm not. It looks like when Tesef Chayin and Yom Tov that we learn from the same place. Anyway, Vim Teima, but as Hashanah Yom Tov Gabe Hadat Nam, we learned Yom Hanaf Kuli Asa. Now there's no Beis Hamikdash anymore. The second day of Pesach, usually when you brought the carbon in the morning, you're allowed to start eating the new crop, the Chadash. But Yom Hanaf, the day that it's Kuli Asa today, it's all Asa. Come Asa. Why? Because we're chayshed that the Beis Hamikdash will be built, and then what's going to be? You know, people will say, "Oh, but last year we started at 11 o'clock in the morning, and so on." So, why can't it be the even the Belaila? And we said, "How is it possible? When are you going to build? You're not allowed to build Yom Tov itself. When are you going to build the Beis Hamikdash?" So, Gemara then said, "Maybe the even the Belaila, the even the Chameis." Gemara says that maybe we'll build on the 15th day on Yom Tov, and maybe build at night. So, Gemara is saying the possibilities to be built Sai at night and Sai on Yom Tov. Exactly the opposite of our Gemara here. It says Tezer Shleimer. This taste is a taste that supports Rashi and Sukkah. That is the Hainu Beis Hamikdash L'Osset. There's talking about Rabbi Yechon Mezake lived after the Churban by Sheni, and he's saying Yemanav Kuli Osset, but we're worried about when the third Beis Hamikdash. He's talking about third Beis Hamikdash. Shu Asu Me'ela B'Dei Shemayim. That Beis Hamikdash is being built by the Eibushter. Can receive Mikdash Hashem Koinu Yodecha. The Eibushter Mikdash you're preparing with your hands. And therefore, that could be done at night. That could come down to us at night or on Yom Tov. So the Beis Hamikdash can come down here. First and second. First and second, yeah. Back to the Gemara. Tell them what we learned. Okay, then it says we're talking about how to extend the azara. One of the ways is through singing. What do you sing? It says the Gemara. Tell about we learn. Shir shel taida. They used to sing a song when they bring a carbon taida. They used to play harps and all that. Is what we say in davening. Mizmor le'seida. Right, the song they used to sing by the seida. Bekinoides over the volume of tzatzalim, the different musical instruments. I'll call pino, pino on every single corner. I'll call Evan, on every single large stone. But amen, they would say, Arei mimcha Hashem kidili sani. This is the, this is not the mizmor shel seida. This is the mizmor shel shabbos, and they used to sing that. Arei mimcha Hashem kidili sani. Abish lifted us. Some people called it Vishir Shah Pagoyim. They called it the song Adam Imcha, the Shir of the Pagoyim, which is called Yeshua B'Seisa. They would sing also Yeshua B'Seisa Elyon. And they would say, call this the song of Yeshua B'Seisa, the Shir of Pagoyim, of those who encountered. and because Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeah, we'll see in a minute why. Because Moshe Rabbeinu said, Vihi Noyim Hashem Olakeinu. Because they said that, so therefore we say that they sang Yeshua B'Seisa as well. Pagoyim means mazikin. Where are we? Shir Pagoyim. Some people call the shir mazikim. They hurt people. The yesh oimrim. That's a pretty negative name to use for a mizmor that we're going to use to sing when we're happy. The yesh oimrim shir shon the goyim. Yeah, what do you mean by that? Man, I'm in the going to see even negali kvalecha. The share leprosy. We're davening. Don't give us any leprosy. Man, I'm going to see yipon mitzitcha elav. That all of these mazikim should fall on your side. So it's a positive thing actually, because we're asking that they all should fall about. Voime yoyish beseis elyon mitzay shaka yisloinen ad until kiyata shemachsi elyon samtem enecha. And then v'chayz voime mizmul davi bevorch min abshalom benoy. Hashem morabu tzora. You say that part as well. Why? Why do we say this thing? Mizmor David bevorchim Avshalom Benoy. Why are we singing that when they at the town? So Rashi says, "Vayimen Hashem Morabu Tzori." By 7 lines above the wide lines. Why are we saying that? Because it says the Rabbim Oimrim Lenafshi Ein Yishu Also Loi Velakim Sela Shoyim Misloitzim, that they were oppressing and disparaging Sada Yehuda, Sada Yehuda Binyamin Keshahoy Bnei Yisrael Bnei Agoyla Bein Ezechayma, when the Eden came above to try to build the wall. Shneimer it says Ma Yehudim I'm Loli Ma Oisim, what are these cursed Jews coming to do here? Yichyu Esavoni Ma Armoisa Offer. Are they trying to recreate the whole thing? Because we were being attacked by all these guys trying to stop us from trying to stymie our building of the base of Midrash, so we're using all the psukim and tehillim that refer to that Yibam and Sitchalev, all these things should fall apart. We had all these tzaddis, and yet we were able to persevere. Okay, back to the Gemara. He used to say these psukim we just said of Yeshua B'Seisa Elyon, but he said it v'gani when every time he went to sleep, right before he went to sleep, he used to say Yeshua B'Seisa Elyon these psukim to get rid of Yipam B'Sitcha Elav, get rid of all these bad things. So he used it pasha for personal use. It wasn't like over there they thanked the Eibishter for allowing them to build the base of Migdash, a communal effort. Here he's using it that he goes to sleep, he shouldn't be harmed in any way. He's using psukim to protect himself. Shmuel Levi himself said, "Asul he serapes b'divrei Torah." Now use word of Torah to heal yourself. Lahogin shiny. There, it's not that he's in danger already, and he's saying these psukim to help him. He's saying psukim to make sure that he doesn't get fall in danger in the first place, and that you're allowed to. Be'ela ki amar also. When does he say you're not allowed to? The ikamaka. You already have a wound. And therefore don't say. Ready gemara id ikamaka asur. V'sulai. If you're telling me that he's referring to a case where you already have a wound, he's telling you don't use psukim chants and incantations, whatever it is, to work. And only his asr. We learned before in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, if you're loichish ala maka, you lose your chayik and haba, and then you spit. Remember, you, the machleik had to use Eibish or not. But now we learned how loichish ala maka, ain't the chayik haba. It's not just asr. You have no chayik haba. he had over there, he used a pasuk, he had over there, in the chelim haba, he said a pasuk called a machla, she sam to mizayin lo yisam alecha, if you use that pasuk, and yishan alecha, on a wound of yours, and you spit, you use a chelim haba. So the Gemara, ha'id malah, didn't be learned, Amar Rabbi Yechon, and Rabbi Yechon, and Kali said, that's limited to beroikik shanut, only if you spat. If you spit first and then say the Abish's name, which is what Rashi's shita is, or others hold you say the Abish's name first and then you spit. So that looks like you're being mechal mevaz the Abish's name. But stam using a pasuk is only an iser. Says the Gemara, okay. Bezdin mahalchin. Then we continue with the procession. Bezdin goes v'shtei toides achrein. The two kabbanas toides to follow them. Lememer. It sounds like the bezdin kame toides ozli. It sounds like that the bezdin went first. It was a procession. You know, the king, the navi, and the ratumim, and everything else. The bezdin, and then you had the two kabbanas, the two animals, the toides, or the two loaves of bread, which we just concluded. But see, if it says in the pasuk, in another pasuk, it says. Vayelech achareihem, that after behind the Toides was Hoshaya v'chatisar Yehuda. So it sounds like Faket, that the Bezdin followed the Toides. You're saying that the Bezdin was before the Toides, because it says v'shtei Toides achareihem. You mentioned the Novi, the Melech, the Novi, and the Bezdin, and then you say achareihem. And here it says that Faket, and that pasuk is saying that hadn't followed the Toides. So what happens there? Says the Gemara. What is it? Hachikam. This is the procedure. Bezdin mahalchin. The two bezdin goes. V'shtei toides mahalchin, and the two toides go as well. Ubezachrein. So you have the bezdin before the toides in the middle, and the bezdin afterwards. How does that work? Kates and mahalchin. So how exactly does that work? Rabchi Rab Shimon Berebi. The machleik Rabchi and Rebbe's son Rab Shimon. Chadam one said zuk connected to they walk parallel. You had two people walking side by side. Chadam zu achazu the two taiders were one. The two taiders were side by side. Almost had two behind each other. Mandam zu connected to two side by side. Hapnimi is the inner one is hach the mikru lechayva is the one that's closer to the wall. Mandam zu achazu one behind the other one. Hapnimi is hach the mikarvel lebezin. The primius is the one that's behind, closer to the bezin, who's always behind. So therefore, you had like you had two taitis. One was considered closer to the bezin; other one's considered further from the bezin, like a sandwich. They were side by side or parallel.
The walls on one side of the bezin was on the other side.
Yeah, so it depends if it's zubetzadzu or zu achazu. Depends how you. If you learn zu ba'achazu, then first one is the outer one, and the other one is the primius, and the bezin behind that. If it's zu ba'tzadzu, you have the wall, which is primius, and then the other one, then maybe the bezin on the side. So it's like a sandwich. It was in between. Says he went about it. No drawings. Tonight we learned hapnimius. It says in the Mishnah the pnimius necheles, the pnimius one is eaten, the hachitzayna nisrefes, and the outer one gets burnt. Now, let's analyze what you just said. Bishlei leman damazu achazu, that the one behind the other, amdalach. Therefore, pnimius necheles, the inner one gets eaten. Mishum the asir and hachitzayna kama v'kachala. No, what happened was that the first one went in and made the place holy. So the first, you could only eat one of them. Why? It wasn't yet part of Yerushalayim. So it's as if you took the carbon toyder out. And then when the first one, you went from Yerushalayim and you're walking outright, to the extremities of Yerushalayim. The first animal, when it put its foot there, it wasn't yet holy. So you took the toyder outside of Yerushalayim. It's possible. But now, the moment it put its foot down, it became now Yerushalayim. So the second animal now is the one that you can eat, or the second loaf you can eat, because you didn't take it out of Yerushalayim yet. So, I guess.
Aren't you puzzling the first one?
Yes, but that's the only way to do it. We have a desert custom. Anyone can eat a carbon tater.
What do you do with the
puzzle of the Shalayim? You burn it, and the base is safe. The one who says one behind the other, so it makes sense. The one that's closest and hedron was eaten. From the asir chitzayne kama, the kachla. First the chitzayne went there and stood down and made it holy, and then the second one came was ready. Was ready shalim. Fine. Elamand amazukenegazu. They're both parallel to each other. Tavali bahade hadodi kamekach. I wonder they're both parallel, but you know, one was closer to one was out of the wall. But they're both going together, uniform in row. So they both went outside Yishlaim at the same moment. How can you deny the one? But tavali bahade hadodi kamekach. They both became holy at the same time. So either eat none of them, eat both of them. What's going on here? So the Gemara, the time, let me ask you back. One animal can make credit, but let the mission eat two animals. You're telling me that one animal went there, it became possible, but right away, simultaneously, it became kodesh. So therefore, second animal is all right. No, it doesn't become kodesh until both animals are there. That's why you need shtei toides. So what's it, so even if one animal came there first, it's still not Yerushalayim yet. So what does it help? We learned that if you didn't follow all the entire prescription, it didn't become holy. And even the one who said, well, soon the machlek is whether you need everything or even one of these things are done, it's enough. Even if you just have a melech, a navi, a kohen gadol, it's enough. The one who says, even one of anything, so as soon as one animal went through, it's good enough. One means he only had a melech, one means he only had a kohen gadol. But there's no option here of having one taida, it's two taidas. So either you have both or you have nothing. So l'chayda, forget, whichever way you learn, what does it help one animal? You give me a whole pulpul that the first animal goes in and makes it holy, and then the second animal you're allowed to eat. But no, it doesn't. Either they both make it holy, or nothing happened. El Rabbi Yechanan, Alpinovi ne'echeles, Valpinovi nisrefes. This is like Zeh Zakasa from Chagez Chayim Malachi, and they told us, l'chayda, this is how you do it. And we asked no questions. Even though the Mephoshim already asked, and I don't remember the answer, it's against the Torah. No, you're not allowed, the Torah says you're not allowed to Torah that went out of Yishlaim. How can a Novi come along and say, yes, he can? That's what he's doing here. He's telling you that these particular Torahs, there's no muck in the Torah about extending Beis HaMikdash, this is how you do it. This is all from Ezra and Nechemiah. The Torah says the moment the Torah goes out of Yishlaim is possibly Yitzhak. How do they come along and say, no, you can eat it? Because this is how you extend Yishlaim. This is going against the Torah. Where do they have the koyach? We learned in the beginning of Megillah that the Navi has no... Ain't a Navi to show you the Chadish. And let's continue a little bit more. Going back.
No, so what about
a
show of some sort?
It's not a show. They're telling you in the future, whenever you want to... It's not a show. They're thinking halach, exactly. If tomorrow you want to extend the Yishlaim further, this is what you have to do. That's what the Mishnah is telling us. Invite him out a few more lines. Kol shalay nasis bekol elu, but this machlek we just raised. Let's just learn it. What's this? Achas or kol? Eat more. Learn. Rav Huna ma bechol elu tnan. You need to follow the entire prescription before it happens. And Rav Nachman ma beachas mekol elu. Now look at Rashi. There's a problem. How can Rav Huna say bechol elu? So where did Ezra Nechemiah have a king? Remember, you need a king, like, and you need a king, a coin, all that. So Rashi, Rav Huna, Mechol Eilu Tanan, Ksava, Kolema. V'yim Mishum Kiddush, Ezra, Duhave, V'bayi Sheini. L'chayda, this whole thing we learned from Ezra, Nechemiah, was the second bayi, is B'loi Melech, B'loi Ur, V'tumim. You're missing two of the elements. So how can Huna say you need everything? There were five things missing in the second base of Mikdash. Eish, that special fire that came down to the Mizbeach, and the Shechina, and the Oren, and the Urim, V'tumim, and the Ruch HaKiddush. But he holds Kedusha the Shaina, the David the Shleimer, the very first Kedusha, that David the Shleimer, when they built the Beis HaMikdash, the site is a holy site. Even today we have nothing. If you walk to Yechayiv Kodesh, as if the Beis HaMikdash is standing. Ezra did not have to renew that again. He didn't add anything to length and breadth. The Kodesh, it says he made, the Chesiv, it says, when Ezra went through the motions, according to Huna, he was only going through the motions because it was really holy anyway, the site. He didn't actually expand the site of the Harabayis or of the Beis HaMikdash. That's what the Rav Huna holds. We had the Megillah, and that's the most thing right here. The Rambam divides in half, Chilk and Shalayim and the Beis HaMikdash, and that's where the Rosh Hashanah argues. Yeah, and we also had this whole sugi in Megillah. Saying more like this. Rav Huna, I'm a bechol elu tanan, you need all of them. You're going to ask me a question, but the second base didn't have all of them. So we hold Kedusha, Shoyin the Kitchel, Shoyin the Kitchel, Lons the Lover, the Ezra Zeich Ba'almodavi. What was Ezra doing? He was only going through the motions. He wasn't doing anything. But Stam, if you want to do something, you need to have all of these elements, otherwise you can't extend. So you can no longer extend right now. However, the Nachman disagrees. He says, "Be'achas mikol elu tanan," any one of these elements, because he holds. How did Ezra and Nehemiah? They had to renew the whole Beis Hamikdash. How did they do it? Because he holds kedusha l'shoyna l'kitcha, kedusha shniya. There's two machlekes: the kedusha l'shoyna kitcha l'shaita kitcha l'slavei, and there's kedusha shniya kitcha l'shaita kitcha l'slavei. He holds ksava kedusha l'shoyna, the first kedusha of David Shleima, kitcha l'shaita v'loy kitcha l'slavei. So Ezra had to come. This, he's called the kedusha shniya. But as the kedusha kodesh, he had to actually make it holy. I avagav the lahavi urim v'tumim. There's no urim v'tumim. Must be that achas mikol elu. One of them is good enough. Says Gemara Eitz v'Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman asked a question. Rav Yudam Nachman say that ba'achas mikol even one is enough. It says there kol shaloi nasas b'chol elu. If he didn't follow this method, it says in the Mishnah here kol shaloi. What does it say there? It says if. Says in the Mishnah right here, v'chol shaloi nasis b'chol elu, you're not chayv. So clearly, b'chol elu in our Mishnah, you had to do all of them, and you're saying even one is enough. So he says, no, t'ni, read in our Mishnah as if it says be'achas, not b'chol, but mikol elu. The Mishnah is a mistake. One of all these things. One of all these things. Okay, we'll see you tomorrow, Mr. Shem.